Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. This is Patty Valenzuela, the senior pastor of Ignite Movement Church in El Paso, Texas. Thank you for joining me. I hope this helps you and encourages you and helps you become all that you were created to be. Enjoy the message.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. We are here recording another episode for you. For those of you watching on YouTube, we thank you for joining us. If you're listening to us on the podcast, whether it's through Google Play or Apple, the iTunes Store, I'm sorry. If you're listening through there, we thank you for that. Whether any other place, we thank you for listening. I'm going to jump right into our topic this week. Yes. I'm going to quote a basketball executive when he made this line famous, trusting the process.
It's good.
So a little bit of backstory. They were a really bad team. They were really bad for a long time, but through those bad years, they were able to get a lot of really good players. Mm-hmm. And he would say, you need to trust the process. It's kind of become a joke of itself at this point, but that's kind of what we're doing. I know that myself, and I know for you, you've had to do it too. You've had to definitely trust the process that God is putting you through, put you through, past, present, and future.
Yes.
And it's not always fun.
But not at all.
But it's definitely...
But necessary.
Definitely necessary. But I mean, what would you have to say about the process?
You know, it's something that God is saying now, mm-hmm. and it's so key for the people to hear and lend an ear to what God is saying now. And it's really about the seasons that we are in.
Yeah.
And I've been discussing that. I did a short clip on my Instagram about seasons. There's several scriptures that Ecclesiastes tells us, for everything there is a season. And I love, one of my favorite is Galatians 6:9. Never get tired of doing good, for in due season you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. And I love Daniel 2:21, and I'll read it to you. It says, he changes times and he changes seasons. So we understand that God is a God of seasons. Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. So there's seasons to our lives, and it's so key to understand the season that we're in. Mm-hmm. And it's also very key and important for us to understand what God is doing. And oftentimes we don't embrace the seasons that we're in. A lot of people are looking for a harvest season all the time. So they skip out on the process, or they skip out on the season that God has perhaps prepared for that due time, so that you can become a processed man or a processed woman. And the whole thing about Christianity, and I think it's, we can say that across the board, that there's very few people that actually look at Jesus as a standard. We look at so many people as heroes. Mm-hmm. We look throughout history, or even currently, we look at this person or that person, I want to look like this person, or I want to be like this person. Yeah. And that's not a bad thing, but the standard is Jesus. Yeah. And it's so easy for us to compare ourselves to each other, because if I compare myself to you according to my strengths and your weaknesses, well, that might make me feel good.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's not the standard. When we should all look at Jesus. He is our standard. We are all supposed to be becoming like Jesus. And so when we do that corporately, individually, and across the board as believers, we will all fall short.
Yeah.
And so keep that in mind. We are supposed to be like Jesus. We're supposed to be thinking like Jesus, acting like Jesus. We're supposed to be mimicking what Jesus did on the earth, but also how he evolved and how he became who he became here on the earth for the time that he was here young, how he developed. And when you look at his life, he went through a process too. So you can't evade the process.
Even though he was a high bar, the gold standard,
he still went through a process. And so our life's goal should technically be, this is Jesus, my standard. What would he do? What would he say? How would he handle that? How would he walk that out? And then according to what he does, then that's the way we should walk our lives, mimic everything that he did. And we were always going to have success if we mimic Jesus.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so he was the perfect epitome of a perfect son. He was the son of God. He was a son to Mary and Joseph. He walked the earth, and he didn't come as God. He came as a human being. And I love the way he came, because he gave us hope. If he came as God, that wouldn't give much hope to you and I.
Yeah, I can't measure up.
We would never measure up. But yet, he came as a man. Yeah. Why did he come as a man? And it was to prove to humanity that we can walk through things and still be able to give Satan a no. Mm-hmm. To be able to say yes to God and to say no to Satan. And so the Bible says that he was tempted in every way, yet he was without sin. And the process is something I think a lot of people evade. I think people quit too soon. People give up too soon. I personally have been through so many processes that have been very difficult, very hard. And I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want to quit. Yeah, exactly. Because that's not true.
I'm in the same boat. I'm like, I don't know if I want to keep going, but we were talking about this before, like on camera. It's like the things that made me stay, like serving God and in relationship with him, is his presence, at his voice, and then of course like my salvation, like the history I have there. And it's like, okay, I'm gonna keep believing you, and I'm gonna make it through. And every single time, it's been worth it.
And for me, I think that's good. And I think for me, I'm so passionate. Mm-hmm. I love him. I'm madly in love with God. One of my assignments is to usher in the people to that kind of love. And so I didn't have another choice. My only choice is to serve him. My only option is to be with him and his presence. He is my only option. So I talk about process in a different aspect, if you will, because sometimes we look at process and we think, oh, we're going to suffer. And this is suffering. And, you know, our Christian walk should always be suffering.
Amen.
You know, Jesus went through a testing. He went through a process. And the Bible says that he goes and gets baptized in the Jordan. John the Baptist baptizes him. And the Bible says when he comes out of the water, he hears the voice of his Father. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Mind you, he had not done a single miracle. He had never cast out any spirits. He hadn't done anything. He hadn't even started his ministry. And so here is God is affirming him and announcing him to the world. And here is my son. He's this amazing son. So after that, the Bible strictly says in Matthew chapter 4 that the Spirit of God led Jesus to a wilderness. Now, if you define the word wilderness, wilderness means the place where your heart is tested. Well, nobody wants to go to a wilderness. And the first thing that Jesus encounters, and he's fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and that is so key. And so if you hear this entire message in its entirety, which you can purchase, you will hear the revelation of what God says, why 40 days, 40 nights. Jesus had some unfinished business. And so the process is a place where God tests our hearts. And God is a God that tests you because he's a God of promotion. Yeah. And anybody will tell you, if you're going to go and be promoted, be it a test, a school, you're getting your master's, your doctorate, you have to get tested. Yeah. And it's information that you already know. So God is not going to test us on information that we have no recollection of or information that we've never been given. Mm-hmm. The test will always be according to information that we already know. We heard the preaching. We have it based out of the word of God, something that he spoke, a prophetic word, because even the prophetic word will be tested. And so Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tested by the enemy. And he encounters a temptation by the enemy. And so here's Jesus, and he says, and he has to go through a process himself for 40 days, 40 nights. He's tempted by the enemy. And the first thing that Satan asks of him, he said, if you are the Son of God. Now that's so interesting because God has just finished telling him, this is my son. He announced Jesus to the world. This is my son in whom I am well pleased. And then he goes into the wilderness to be tested by the Holy Spirit. It wasn't the devil that led him there. It was the Holy Spirit that led him there. So when he goes into the wilderness, the first thing that Satan tells him, if you are the Son of God. So hear me. This is really important. You will always be tested and you will always be, if you will, tempted. Or the enemy will always come at you and attack you. And he will always be after the last word that God told you. God just finished telling him. If God told you, you and your house shall be saved, the enemy is going to come and tempt that. And he's going to test that. And so to see if you really believe what God just finished saying to you.
I've been through that.
Yes. And so he says, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. And look what he does. he tells them, turn the stones into bread. It's obvious that Jesus is, he's hungry, he's starving. And I love Jesus' response. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And so here's Jesus being tempted by the enemy. The word that God, his Father, has just spoken is now being tested. And it's being tested and he's being tempted to not believe his Father. And then he says, if you are the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. Meaning he's obviously hungry. So the thing that we're going to be tested on, David, in the process, and something that we need to understand, because sometimes we don't understand the process. We don't like the seasons because we don't know what God is doing. We don't like winter because we don't understand that God is fixing the root system and preparing it for the next season. And so if you don't understand your process, if you don't understand what God is doing in the midst of that process, we're going to want to run. We're going to want to quit. We're going to want to get the heck out of there. Yeah. We're going to say, you know what? This is too hard. I'm in the oven. I don't understand what God is doing. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're in the fiery furnace. We're going to be in the fiery furnace. Yeah. But I love the response of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, blessed be the name of the Lord. If the Lord saves us, blessed be the name of the Lord. If we die, blessed be the name of the Lord. In other words, they were not going to bow down to anything. They were not going to compromise. They understood that they were in it. Until the end. And so here's Jesus and he's being tempted. And the one thing that we're going to be tempted on, and we need to understand the process. People need to have knowledge about the process, because many people think that God called them here. God called me out. And then you hear it all the time. God called me out of my season. God called me elsewhere. God said this to me. So I'm out of there. Was it really God?
Yeah.
Or was it the fact that you did not understand your process? And when you understand your process, you will stay in the oven and you will understand what God is doing. You will ask right questions. And rather than asking why God, if you keep asking why God, you probably don't have enough information.
Right.
And you need to be enlightened and you need to have just illumination as far as what God is doing in this time. And so here's Jesus, he's being tested. And look at the first thing in the process. The first thing that God is going to do is he's going to test your appetite. Because when you are in a wilderness and God is testing your heart, the wilderness is the place where God tests your heart. I want to know what's in your heart. I want to know what you're really made out of. You say you love me. You say that you believe me. You say that you will never, ever forsake me.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to test your heart. Because why? Because he's getting ready to release something to you. So he's not done. So here's Jesus. He's being tested, number one, with your appetite. And so we're going to be tested as far as our appetite is concerned. The Bible says it this way. He said, blessed is he who is who hungers
and thirsts for righteousness.
For righteousness, for they shall be filled. Yes. And so when you are hungry, what my question for you would be, what are you hungry for? When you are hungry for righteousness and you're hungry for God and you're hungry for the living God, you will walk that process. I don't want to say easy, but easier.
Right.
It's easier to walk a process when you are full of hunger for the living God.
Yeah.
And there's times, for instance, today was a good day. It was one of those prayer days where, you know, I'm an early riser. Andy's an early riser. Well, today my alarm clock didn't come on. We went to bed early. My alarm clock, it just didn't go off for some reason or another. But, you know, I woke up at 2:30 thinking it was about 4 o'clock.
I didn't do that.
Yeah. And but you know what? God had, he had an assignment in my life, and he needed to speak to me face to face. And most of the time, because I'm so hungry for God, that's something that has kept me and sustained me in the process. When people say, somebody said to me recently in a service, Apostle, you're so strong. And I thought, it's not so much that I'm strong, which technically I am. If you know me, I'm a strong woman. But in reality, what makes me strong is I'm really weak. It's him that makes me strong, for one.
And weakness, his strength.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Let the weak say I am strong. And I almost feel like that this process, yes, I can endure it only because of my appetite. And Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And so when you understand the process and you understand that God is not going to kill you, God doesn't want to kill you.
I'm very glad.
God does not want to kill you. And so whatever you're going through in this process, God's not trying to kill you. Yeah. He's not trying to torment you. He doesn't get this joy out of our ouch. Right. He doesn't get this joy out of like, oh, I'm so glad. Let me see how much they can take. That's not the God that we serve. As a matter of fact, when you are in an ouch season, when it hurts, when it's painful, and you're being processed because he wants to know what's in your heart, truth be told, you know what God is looking at? He's not looking at our ouch. As a matter of fact, he wants to get us out of that process quickly. Yeah. Because he doesn't get a thrill out of watching us be so hurt and so processed and so crushed and so afflicted. Absolutely not. That is not the God that we serve. He's a loving father. He's not looking at our hurt. He's not looking. He wants to get us out quickly because he doesn't like us hurt. I remember one time I was in prayer and God spoke to me and he said, I don't like you hurt. Yeah. And it was like a daddy wiping the tears off of a daughter. Yeah. And he said, daughter, I don't want you hurt. I don't want to see you hurt. I'm here to process you. I'm here to teach you something. I'm here in the crushing. I'm going to make new wine out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing out the oil out of it. And so we don't have this sadistic God that is trying to get joy. You know what he's looking at? He's looking at our promise. Mm-hmm. He's looking ahead. He's looking at the promised land. He's looking at where he's going to take you. He's looking at what he's got in his hands that he's about to release over your life. He's not looking at it from a standpoint of, I just get this joy out of it. Yeah. So that's, be free there, because God's not our God. He's a loving God.
If anything, like, I think he gets joy out of us overcoming the problem.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a scripture I heard once where it says that, it's in the Psalm somewhere, but God stirred up the enemies against the children of God. Yes. And it's like, well, why would he do that? It's like, because, so Jesus defeated the devil.
Yes.
And it's like, well, now he's giving us our opportunity to defeat him. And it's like, I'm like, if I was like, say if I had an enemy fighting me my whole life and I beat him and then I have a son and it's like, and then he beat him, I would be pumped. I'd be like, good job, son.
Yeah.
That's my boy. Like,
that's right.
And it's like, I think that's how he feels about us. It's like, not only did my son Jesus like trample on you, it's like now these other kids are doing it too.
Yes.
And it's like, and then of course through that, now you can tell other people, hey, you can do it also. And it's just like a synergistic continued growing.
Exactly. And I was sharing with you that I was in my prayer this morning and he woke me up at 2:30. I thought it was, you know, 4 a.m. And I just thought, well, I'm up already. You know, I got to go to school anyway. So I got up and I started praying. And I had one of those moments with God that it was just so deep and it was so profound. And it was so, it was like God was just refreshing me and he was just speaking into me and he was just ministering me. And I love God because when you are hungry for him, he fills you. He fills those spaces and those places, especially when you're being processed. I feel like I'm going through another process and we're going to be processed for the rest of our lives. There's going to be other deserts. Why? Because, well, I mean, hello, I asked him for the gladder glory. You know, it's not like God's just going to hand it to me just because. God is going to look at me and make sure that I'm prepared, that my heart can handle what he's about to release in my life. And so your appetite is really key in the process. Your appetite is going to be, it's going to be revealed. What are you hungry for? Yeah. What are we hungry for in the process? If you're in the process, somebody hurt you, somebody offended you, or you're just going through a really strong affliction, or you're having problems at home or here or there, use that opportunity to process. What do you need to learn from that? What is God trying to teach you? One, God is testing our heart, how we're going to handle, how are we going to respond? And not only that, but you have to go, what am I hungry for? Am I hungry for the world? Am I hungry for more of God? And when you're hungry for more of God, the Bible says that God, Jesus was a man of prayer and he sought his Father day and night. He was a man of prayer. That's why he was able to be processed the way he was. So he came again. Satan comes again two more times. If you are the Son of God. And he tells him again because he wants to question what God has spoken. God has spoken a lot of promises to me. God has spoken promises to me about not only nations, but about our churches, the extension. I've seen it. I've been preaching. And when I preach, I feel like I'm in another place. And the promises of God are yes and amen. And so in order for God to release that, we've got to be ready. We've got to be people that are mature. And mature doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect in everything that I do.
Yeah.
But perfection in the Bible, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. He's talking about maturity. There has to be a sense of maturity. There are so many immature Christians in the body of Christ. There are so many believers that act or think that they are mature, but maturity has everything to do with what's inside, internal. That's the areas that people can't see. Yeah. That's your character. And God
you
is...
You can only fake it for so long.
Exactly. And you're, by your fruit, you will know. Yeah. And so oftentimes people, there's just so much immaturity. There's such a lack of tolerance in the body of Christ. And God is trying to mature the body. The bride of Christ is a mature bride. She's not immature, or he's not immature. He's a mature body of Christ. And when the groom comes, we have to make sure that we are mature people. And so we have to know how to confront, because we're going to be tested, and we have to know how to overcome. And so one of the things, and I'm just going to give you a short nugget and you can just hear the rest of the message, but one of the things that we're going to be tested in, and that is in our appetite. So my question would be for you today, what are you hungry for?
That's
how
awesome.
Are you overcoming the process? How are you being processed? And what are you hungry for? Because in the process, most people that don't no longer have a fervency for God, you watch them. They quit the process. Hear me and hear me well. The goal of your enemy is to pull you out of the process. That is the goal of your enemy. Yeah. The goal of your enemy, he will do everything he can. Hear me. When Satan offered Jesus, he said he took him to the mountain and he offered him all of the kingdoms. Okay. He said, look up here. I will give you all of this. All you have to do is just bow down to me. Jesus was going to own everything.
Yeah.
Jesus was going to, he's Jesus.
He's giving him a counterfeit
there
shortcut.
There is no name yeah. above every name. Exactly. He is the name above every name. He's sitting at the right hand of my Father. He is the great intercessor. He is the owner of a cattle of 1,000 hills. He is Jesus. You know, everybody bows down to Jesus. He's Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the bread of life, the living water. He's the morning star. It doesn't get bigger than Jesus. So he was going to have everything. What Satan wants to do is he wants to give you something before you're even a processed person. In other words, prematurely. And so when you are receiving things prematurely, more than likely you're not going to be able to sustain what God has given you yeah. because you are a powerful person when you are processed. And so it's so key for you not to come out of your process prematurely,
yeah.
but stay in the process until God decides to release that breakthrough,
yeah.
until God decides that you are mature enough to handle whatever it is that he's going to release. And so the enemy's job in your life, my life, anybody that's listening, watching, is going to be for Satan to pull you out of the process. That's what Satan wants to do. And so you can't, beloved, you cannot come out of the process. Hear me, whether you're watching me or hearing me, do not come out of the process prematurely. Even if it gets tough, even if it gets hard, even if you feel like throwing in the towel, even if the enemy's telling you, well, did God really say that? Well, you know, is that really going to happen? You've been praying for a year and nothing's happened.
Yeah.
Well, perhaps you've not been processed correctly. I don't want to be there 40 years.
Right.
I want to be there 40 days. I want to be there less than 40 days. I want to know, God, what are you teaching me? What do you want to do? What do I have to do? Let's get this thing going and let's get the heck out of here, because I am not going to stay processing for the rest of my life.
Right.
I want to know what I need to learn from it. And so one of the things that I want to just encourage everybody as we close, I want to encourage everybody, evaluate what you're hungry for. The Bible says, if you are the Son of God, he said, turn these stones into bread, is what Satan told Jesus. Your appetite is going to be tested. My question to you would be, what are you hungry for? Are you still hungry for God? Most people that are in a process, they lose their hunger. They lose their appetite for God. What do? They go back to the world.
Yeah.
They go to relationships. They go find appetite in something else. Where is your appetite? Has your appetite left? Is your appetite, and listen, I'm talking to believers as well.
Yeah.
If you're a believer and you're hungry for success, you're hungry for promotion, evaluate your heart. Nobody can answer that better than you. And so what are you really hungry for? If you're hungry for God, Believe me, God will speak to you. He will encourage you. He will give you the grace to endure that process. He will give you the strength. He will refresh you in the morning. He will give you the word that you need to be able to be strong and endure that process. God is not trying to kill you. He is trying to make something out of you that is an earthen vessel. The Bible says we are earthen vessels. We are full of power. We are full of glory. And he's preparing you so that he can release whatever it is that he wants to release over your life. So I want to pray for everybody. We're going to pray, David. We're going to pray for everybody right now that is going through a process. And I'm going to pray that the appetite for the things of God be awakened in you again. And if God gave you a prophetic word, if God spoke something to your life, whether it was a prophetic word for the now, for the future, whatever prophetic word that was, here, rest assured that that word is going to be tested. And Satan will come and he will try to get you to doubt what God has just spoken over your life. So I want to pray for each and every person. Hold on to the prophetic word. Hold on to what God says and do not let it go. You put it right in front of you. When you wake up in the morning, you remind the enemy of what your father says. So I'm going to pray for each and every person. If you're watching me or you're listening to me and you have lost your appetite for the things of God, I just declare over your life that you're going to return to your father, that you're going to look at him, and that you're going to understand that God is not trying to kill you, that God is trying to just process you because he's trying to release something over your life. We cannot escape the process. You cannot evade the process. You can't run. Eventually, you're going to wind up like the Israelites going around a mountain for 40 years. You're not called to run. You're not called to escape. You're not called to evade. You're called to confront. You're called to allow yourself yield. The Bible says that a contrite heart, God will not resist or reject. Some of you are hardened. Some of you are resisting. Some of you are stepping back. Some of you have retreated. Some of you don't want to endure the winter season or this, you know, fall season. But it's important for you to stick it out. Do not let the devil pull you out of the process. Stay right where you're at. Allow God to finish what he's doing and watch him release in this next season. Hear me? And you're going to remember what I'm going to say, David, in this next season. There are victories after victories. There are so many breakthroughs, and the spoils are about to come to the people. It is a new season that God is about to release, and I keep saying this because God has spoken to me. There is a new season coming to the people that will allow themselves to be processed. So I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus right now over every viewer, over every listener, that you are allowing God to process you. And I just declare over the appetite, your desire. I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And if you have left God in the presence of God, I'm going to lead you to come back. And I'm going to awaken. There's something that I have is when I speak, I awaken a love for God. So I'm going to pray that a love for God starts to be awakened in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for every viewer and every listener that they would come back and that they would love you so much and that they would have an appetite for you and that they would return to their first love. That the bride of Jesus would return back to the face of Jesus, to the face of God, and that they would no longer look for appetite in other things. I pray, Father, right now in Jesus' name, that you would awaken that appetite again for you. Now, if you're listening to me, you're watching me, I want you to just say this prayer. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me. I am so sorry because I have evaded the process, walked away from it, stopped, doubted, got discouraged in the process, or even looked at you and thought that you were not going to complete it. I repent with all my heart. I allow you and I give you permission to finish the process in my life. I give you complete permission to come inside of my heart, to test my heart, and allow you to change areas in my life that need to be changed. I repent with all my heart, and I receive you right now again. And I come back to my first love in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. And before we go, I mean, I do need to say, going through the process is definitely worth it. I mean, the processes that I've been through, every single one of them is worth it. I've shared it on a previous podcast. I went to school for a job, and they told us they might not open up that position until 2020. And at the start of this year, I prayed and I heard God clearly, and he said, you'll be in that job by the end of this year. And I was like, well, okay, I guess. Well, yeah, I'm in that job by the end of this year.
Wow.
Like, and it absolutely blows my mind, like, when I think about it. And it's so wonderful. Like, just being there is like a dream come true.
You know, and I gotta say this, David, mm-hmm. I love who I'm becoming. Mm-hmm. I can look in the mirror, and that is so powerful. To look in the mirror, and I'm sure you can vouch for this, what yeah. you just said, because I can look in the mirror, and I can actually say, God, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
You have crushed me, and it's been hard, but I thank you, because I love who I'm becoming.
Yeah, you didn't even... Like, for myself, I didn't even see most of it coming.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, like, this version of, like, I am because of the process is so much different than me last year. Like, leaps and bounds, like an ocean's difference.
Yeah.
And with that said, there is going to be a link in the description for those of you watching on YouTube. And there's also going to be a link in the description for, like, if you're listening through us through iTunes or Google Play, there's a link there. And if you go to... Follow that link. You'll be able to purchase the message that we've talked about today.
In its entirety.
In its entirety. There's a lot more
yes.
that didn't get said. So we encourage all of you to go listen to that. We encourage you to buy that preaching, send it to your friends, you know, like tell them, hey, you need to check this out. Tell them about this podcast, share the podcast, post about it on your Instagram, do whatever you need to do, write letters. I don't know. Thanksgiving's coming up. Show your family when they come over. And we're so glad that you guys join us on a weekly basis. Yes. And we thank you all for listening. And trust that process. It's going to be worth it. Take care.
Hello, this is Saul, producer of the APV podcast. Make sure you go online to podcast.ignitemovement.org to hear episodes that have been archived. Link down below.